from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Now is the center of the sports universe, and we are right smack dab in the middle of it. He is Jonathan Peterlin. I'm Andy Baskin. We are at the IX Center for the National. It's called the National. It's National Sports Collectors Convention. Now you kind of get, you got to be cool.
I know, right? you've gotten into it.
Where are you at? Oh, I'm at the National.
The National, just hanging out at the National.
You wouldn't know about that.
It's cool to collect the National.
That's
their tagline. It's cool to collect.
Did you just make that up, or is that real?
No, it's on a sign right over there.
Saw it?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, I just
I think it's been on every sign we've seen.
Thanks for filling in last segment. We've got a major guest tomorrow that we're going to tape today, and we were told for a second that we were going to have to do it. So you guys stepped in. I was going to pull away and do it so we can air it tomorrow.
No worries. There's nothing I love more than being on Baskin and Phelps
without the Baskin or the Phelps. Yes.
It's always a good time.
Menegan says the same thing every
day. Yeah, I'm sure he does.
So we've had a great show today. We had a fantastic conversation with Greg Williams, who was the former, you know, Browns defensive coordinator, spent time here, obviously, right after the Hugh Jackson era, was the interim head coach, and, didn't hold back on anything.
No, just unfiltered.
Yeah, he was unfiltered. We're hoping for another one of those type interviews that will air for tomorrow. I don't want to jinx it because I want to make sure it happens. Because it didn't happen when we were hoping to do it just now.
Well, the problem was is that you talk about jinxing it. We mentioned it when you were gone, and we're like, he's going to be doing a really cool interview. And then we might have just jinxed it. That's what happened.
Oh, maybe you guys did.
We were the problem there.
I blame Dan for that then. I'm also just looking. I mean, it is really a who's who of national sports celebrities.
Well, who did you – you just said you ran into
– Jim Plunkett.
Like Jim Plunkett, I'm walking one way,
and he looked up, and I looked up, and I was like, hey, how you doing? He was like, hey, good to see you. And he walked right by. I was like, hey, guy, how are you? And I was like, hey, Jim Plunkett, good to see you too.
So, I wonder how often he gets recognized in real-life scenarios. It's got to be a decent amount, but not as much as obviously when it was, you know –
He didn't look like the Jim Plunkett I remember playing.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you recognize him, though, is still pretty impressive, all things considered.
So, I was just walking by some of the autograph stuff, Cal Ripken Jr. I'm trying to think. Mike Tomczak was over there. He's supposed to join us here.
You mean like autographs you can buy?
What do you mean? People are in line for that, so I'm assuming that that might be like a VIP.
Or you mean Cal Ripken Jr. is here?
No, I saw them sitting at tables. Like, his table was set up for – he was – actually, Cal wasn't sitting in his table.
Oh, but his table was set up, so he's going to be here at some point.
So, that's cool. He was there. Randy Gratishar was going in the Hall of Fame. Former Buckeye was sitting at a table. Donnie Schell, Alan Fanaseca. That's why – yeah, I saw a lot of Steelers fans here today. Cardale Jones is here today. Bruce Smith has been walking around. We were hoping to grab him for our show at some point. Andy Katzenmoyer. But and that's just today. Like, I'm looking at the rest of the weekend tomorrow. Dan Fouts. Roger Clemens, Tony Dorsett, Mike Schmidt. I mean, a lot of Randy Quaid, and it's not just athletes too. There's some other guys that are going to sneak in here too. Chevy Chase is here, so you kind of got the whole vacation vibe there, right?
Yeah. That's fun. It's such a big deal. It really is, and I feel like. I don't know. I'm at this weird cross-section of it all because I watch all the card stuff on social media channels. I do it on TikTok. I'm on Instagram, and I watch all this stuff. But there's so much more than just that. There's all sorts of collectibles. But we were talking earlier, I feel bad. I don't have, like, any sports collectibles. I used to, like, growing up, I used to think I had a bunch of sports collectibles. I just don't have them the way that I thought
I got one that you're not going to get, which I was just told is in the house. So they've got
– In the house.
Yeah, they've got Babe Ruth's jersey from when he, you know, pointed and said the homer.
At Wrigley.
Yeah. It's here. It's
cool.
On display here. And
in the World
I was
Series.
Talking to the PR guy from the event, and he was saying that thing's going to go for $30 million.
Wow.
From the shop.
Have you ever seen the Golden Auctions show? It's basically Antiques Roadshow. This is why I like all this stuff. I'm 35. I like the Antiques Roadshow, okay? I'll admit it. It is what
it's okay.
It is. I know, but it's lame, but it is what it is. They have this show called Golden Auctions. I don't know if that's the name of the show. It's on Netflix, and it's all sports collectibles.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Every episode. It's all sports collectibles, and they have things like that. They have things like a Babe Ruth jersey that was very prominent, and it's just – I don't know. I love this stuff. I think this stuff is so cool. I think it's so fun.
It is wall-to-wall people out here. And, again, we want to remind folks that are coming out to the IX Center, be patient as you try to get into parking because parking was crazy. It took, like, an extra half hour. If you're normally driving out to the airport and you're like, oh, I can get to the IX Center pretty quick, it's not as quick as you think it is today. So take your time, relax, and leave early if you're trying to get here for anybody specifically. The other big story of the day, obviously, is the Browns reporting to Greenbrier, and, you know, the big headlines going into this thing for camp was they'll be, first of all, we should be hearing from some of the players.
Yeah, we're supposed to hear from Amari today.
Later
is the
afternoon.
Expectation. Yeah, at some point, which I don't know what the vibe around Amari is going to be. Yeah, it's interesting. Again, I heard an interview yesterday on the station, and I believe it was the Solomon Wilcots interview again, where I referenced the AFC North thing, but he was talking about how Amari should be happy and it should be set, you know, it should be the type of thing that Amari feels good about. And I just don't know that I feel that way. Why is Amari happy about getting $5 million in incentives when he wants to make $26 to $20 million and wants
about,
some
– Isn't it more about locking up the $20 million for sure? We say $20 million, but the $20 million based on incentives, so he's got to get to the $20 million. Now he knows he's got the $20 million. He also knows he's got $10 million right now in his hand.
Right, but when players are making $30-plus million for the wide receivers, and not just young players, three of the top seven
if he hits
wide
the,
receivers
but if he hits
are
the
30 years or older.
All right, but if he hits the incentive bonus, he's at seven.
Okay, no.
He'll be the seventh highest paid wide receiver.
Great. Let's pretend that you're worth $100,000, okay? I'm just throwing a number out there. Let's pretend you're worth market says you're worth $100,000, and then the company comes to you and says, "Well, we want to pay you $75,000, but it's all guaranteed, and here you go." You're gonna be like, "Wait, where's my $25,000?" You're not gonna be like, "Oh, thank you so much for guaranteeing the money that I was supposed to."
But am I gonna lose $5,000 a day or $1,000 a day if that's what I'm making by not going to camp?
The holdout wasn't gonna cost them the difference there. That's
no,
not, that's
but
not a
I'm
major
just saying
thing.
You don't want to. But there was a difference that. I just wanted to be here now.
If you're expecting Amari Cooper to come to the press conference, I'm not saying you are. I'm saying in general, though. If you're expecting Amari to come to the press conference, oh, I'm so happy we got a deal done. This is the greatest thing ever because my family has security now and this and that. It's not going to happen. Like, he doesn't have to feel great about this. He got a deal done. Obviously, there's something that is satisfactory here for him. He got something done, and a lot of it is incentive-based. But the reality for Amari Cooper, and this is what I think bothers him the way it's bothered me, in the previous couple years, Andy, who's been better offensively for this team than Amari Cooper? There's been not been a more consistently better offensive player than Amari Cooper.
Well,
not a single one.
It would have been Nick Chubb if he didn't get hurt.
But Nick Chubb got injured. Again, I'm talking over the previous 2 years. Has there been one that has been...
David Njoku is the only other name that... But like, I sit here and I talk to Jeff
Njoku
about
has
it.
Been anywhere close to the production that Amari Cooper has.
Well, you got to get him the ball, though, to do that. That's the thing.
And
I mean, right?
Also, we're talking... I love Njoku. He made his Pro Bowl for the first time this last year. I love Njoku, but Njoku has not been Amari Cooper for this offense. But he's looked around and everyone's gotten paid. Everyone. I got a dozen guys that have gotten big-time deals, big-time contracts from the Browns, and Amari's got to sing for his supper. Amari's got to sit here and ask to be paid relative to what the market is.
If you were Amari, you'd just sit out until you got into the top ten?
The sad part here is that Amari understands what we all know about this Browns front office. They don't want to pay older wide receivers. They just refuse to do it, and they're not going to do it, and Amari knows that. But Amari also then has to understand that this is the last year he's wearing a Browns uniform, and I just don't love that development.
Is that true, though? That's what
this told me. The fact that they couldn't get a 2 or 3 year deal done because the Browns don't want to pay older wide receivers or guys on the other side of 30, whatever their reasoning was, this tells me this is the last year for Amari. So I saw all the reactions.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm buying into that. I don't know that that's true.
I hope you're right.
And maybe they bought themselves some time to say, okay, look, we don't want you to miss any camp. Let's get this deal done now, and we'll talk about something down the road. But there is that magic, and I call it that, you know, it's straight out of Logan's Run, man. When you hit 30, you go to carousel and you're bye-bye. And that's the way the Browns seem to operate. You hit 30.
Tyreek Hill's making $30 million a year. He had 1,800 yards last year at 30 years old. Travis Kelce's my age. He's 35, and he's putting up Pro Bowl season after Pro Bowl season. Like, I mean, you can – by the way, we got to talk about Kelce's stash at some point. Did you see that?
No. Yeah, I got to look.
He's got one of those stashes going on. One of those I don't know if it's complete Paul Skeens, but it's in that territory. I don't want to distract you too bad here.
No. You Googled me out. Now keep going.
But the point remains.
I saw him playing golf a couple weeks ago. I didn't think
No, this is a recent, like, within 48 hours venture for Travis Kelce. But Kelsey's one of these guys too. Travis Kelce's 35 years old, and he puts up 1,000-yard seasons like it's nothing, year in, year out. He continues to perform. And I don't know, maybe you're going to tell me Travis Kelce's just the tight end version.
Yeah, keep going.
He looks like he belongs in Super Troopers. He looks like.
That's perfect, man. Super Troopers.
Why is this stash so popular right now? Paul Skeens is doing
it.
All these young kids are all doing the stash right now, and I don't know where it came from.
Top Gun Maverick.
Is that it? Was it Top Gun Maverick? Is that how we ended up getting
here? Hands down, Top Gun Maverick.
Wow.
It's crazy to me. But this is not a good move for Travis because it's a younger person thing. I can't do that stash. That 80s. I had someone DM me the other day. They thought it was more like a Yankees bullpen stash.
that's what it is.
It was perfect. All right,
now that I've seen the mustache, we can move forward. All right, go back to what you were saying.
The point is, you don't want to pay a guy over 30. I understand that. I get that. But that doesn't help us all for the years after this next season. And you mentioned something earlier, and I think you're right. You said this is the make-or-break year for Deshaun Watson. Are they doing this because if Deshaun isn't great, then you got to find a way to burn the house down anyway? And you got to almost remodel on the fly.
I don't know. I look at that roster and I'm like, all right, well, if Jeff and I talk about this all the time, you know, not that, you know.
I mean, if Deshaun
Jeff
is back to being great.
Jeff feels good about Jameis Winston, too. So I can't feel that. I don't have that same.
If Deshaun is great, then they could be playing with the same philosophy that Josh Allen has in Buffalo and Patrick has in Kansas City. It's like, well, we don't need to pay wide receivers then. We just don't need to because you're going to be that great and we're going to be able to go ahead and we'll put guys out there and you'll get the job done. Meanwhile, if he isn't great, you don't want to have 3 years, $27 million a year connected to Amari Cooper when you then would have to try to figure everything out on the fly.
That's true. I get it. I understand what you're saying. I do believe
it's very convoluted.
The other thing I think we learned too is that if it's not going to work, teams are willing to say, "Okay, it's not going to work," and maybe we do need to burn the house down, then come right back again and do it again. But let's face it, the Browns did that.
Well, I mean, the Eagles,
but it's the Broncos that I keep looking at. It's Russell Wilson that makes them say, "Okay, let's move on. Let's go."
Well, and with Sean Payton there, they paid Sean Payton all that money, and they still, this is a version of it's a tiny little rebuild that they have to do, and they're taking on $40 million in order to do it, but they're hoping Bo Nix is everything, you know, and that's not going to happen overnight. It's a tiny rebuild. But the Eagles kind of did this in a sense too, right? They went to the Super Bowl, and then 5 years later, they're back in the Super Bowl. Like, you don't have to spend forever rebuilding these things, but you want to be paying $27 million, $28 million a year to Amari Cooper if in 2 years you're not going to.
Well, here's the other question.
And that works best
too.
Of both worlds.
Can you look at the entire roster and say if Deshaun doesn't work out that you're still happy with the front office?
Well, and that's why I think a lot of people have to have some real hearts to heart when it comes to, and I love Andrew Berry and I love Kevin Stefanski. They got extended. It doesn't mean that they're here forever. It doesn't mean they're here for the end of time just because they extended them out. Like, you got to, it's the NFL, you got to win. Yeah, 5 years. This will be 5 years with Stefanski. One playoff win, is that good enough?
It wasn't even
when
his.
When you put it, and he won it in the basement. He won it in the basement.
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself these questions. I think we all know. We all know we like them, and we all know it's good to have adults in the room, and they're competent at what they do, but they got to win big.
All right, we've got more. You never know who's going to sit down next to us, too, when we're sitting here at the IX Center for the National Sports Card Collectors Collection.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I used to call me Dan all the time.
Really?
For the first like 3 years of me working, you'd be like, hey, he'd be like, hey, Dan. And then I'd be like, that's not my name, man.
Not it.
Yeah, not it. It constantly would pop up. And I don't know, do we look enough alike? Is that what that is?
Sound enough alike?
I don't know.
I feel bad for you if you sound like me.
You tell me. Do we?
No.
No? Don't see it? Nothing?
No.
I don't know. Then maybe he was just mistaken.
Might be the Midwest thing.
You think so?
Yeah,
maybe that's it.
The Chicago, Wisconsin.
Chicago.
Same body type right now, I feel like, too, in many respects.
Oh, God, no. You are way thinner than I am.
Thank you. I needed that compliment. I needed someone to tell me.
Well,
I just I was on vacation. I was on vacation all week. I did the all-inclusive thing where you just drink way too much and you eat way too much, and you're just not feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, we never even got to that. We never even had a chance to talk about you going to Mexico. We are at the National Sports Collectors Convention at the IX Center. And, again, I'll tell you, if you're coming out here, be patient coming into park. The guys are trying to get you in, guys and gals trying to get you in to park as quickly as you can. It started early this morning. What time did you get here, Dan? You were here at like 7, 6:45, 6:30?
I think I got here at about 7:15.
Seven, and it was packed when you got here, right? It was kind of...
No, it was wide open. It was bizarre. It was a true dichotomy of what you're looking at right now. It was
really?
A couple of people setting up, and then I got everything set up. And you just saw as this place got more and more and more and more slammed. I mean, they were lining up at the front of the IX Center when I went and had to pick up Peterlin. And, I mean, it honestly looked like a Black Friday sale. Like,
really?
That's what it looked like about to happen. Like, they were like, hey, we have $100 Samsung TVs, and we only have 12. Like, that's what it looked like.
Wow.
Yeah, and I watched in between one of the most recent breaks we just had, the last one we had, and because we've been monitoring this all day long, right? And it's
right.
Kind of been fun, and I got to see some of the people actually do some of the breaks that we've talked about, where they open up the cards,
right.
And they go to the certain teams or whatever. And this guy lost his mind.
Really?
He was like, "Oh my God, I got a Tony Parker 1/1," and he was freaking out. He was a Tony Parker card. He was like losing his mind.
What do you think that pays?
On the auto, and he's like slamming it down and like being, I have no idea. I mean, it's Tony Parker. It can't be that exciting, right? But he was losing his mind over Tony Parker.
I'm also
on the auto.
It is interesting to see.
Great. Absolutely great.
Like, it's not very Cleveland-centric in here either. Is that a fair thing to say?
That's very fair. Did you notice how when I started talking about Tony Parker, 1/1 on the auto and all that?
Yeah.
That's the only time people actually perked up and listened to us over here in this area. There, I saw all sorts of people like, oh, are they doing a break over there? What are they? Did he just pull a Tony Parker 1/1 on the auto?
No, I am going to tell
you. Is that what just happened?
I am going to tell you what I
did
think.
Did I just miss that?
This is what's funny, because you haven't noticed it, but it's happened like 4 or 5 times since I sat back down after – breaking away for a second, and what will happen is we're sitting here, Jonathan has his back to the aisle, and I'm looking forward, and someone will look over, they'll look at me, they're like, who's that? And then they think that I'm interviewing someone who is big time. And so that, like, I saw two people come over with pen and paper, like they were leaning in to get an autograph.
Yeah.
They see you, and then they go the other way.
Well, I mean, he is big time. He's the host of Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin on 92.3 The Fan from 7 p.m. to 12 p.m.
Yeah, that's
11 p.m., I should
he's
say.
He's got it.
That's Overtime, not Big Time. Let's make sure we get it straight.
We can change the name. I think we can change the name.
It's a work in progress. I actually love that story. I don't know about you, and I felt bad about it in watching some of the breakers because I was watching them the same way that people watch us when we do these type of shows. This is why I'm facing at you and pretty much only at you.
That's a good deal for
you. They look at you like you're like you're in a zoo and you're an animal at the zoo, and that's always really tough because then I'm not dancing for you. I'm trying to make radio here.
Very fair. So if you do come out, I will say this again, like I don't see a ton of Guardians, although Guardians are playing right now, so maybe that's one of the reasons why, but I don't see a ton of Guardians. I don't see a lot of Brown stuff.
No.
I don't see a lot of cats.
But this is why they call it the National.
This is the National.
This is it. This is, I mean, everyone's represented. A
lot of New York.
And you get a lot of people from all over to get Chevy Chase's autograph.
So I was trying to figure out why, you know, we're talking about, I mean, there are hundreds of people out here signing stuff, right? Like, when you think of Comic-Con, you think of San Diego, and they always have all these great entertainers, and they get shows together and things that you're binging, and you're like, wow, look at this. And look at all these people that are together.
Yeah.
We're the same thing right here, right now.
This is it.
Especially if, like, you know, you want to come in and they're, I don't know, like Roger Clemens, right? There's one guy for you. Just I'm throwing a name out there. For him, it's easy. He hops on a private plane, comes here, lands at the IX Center, lands at the IX, the part of the airport where they land private planes.
Yeah.
Probably walks five steps. He's here.
Well,
he signs autographs for an hour. He's gone.
This is, in theory, what they want to do with the stadium for the Browns, right? You want to make it so everyone just kind of flies right in, and then they watch. And this is the problem, right? Do you want people coming in and doing the airport landing and then coming over the five-minute whatever that it takes to get here and spending no money actually downtown?
Well,
we host the Super Bowl. It's a different story. But, like, you people come in for Sunday Night Football or whatever. They're staying in the Jimmy Haslam Village. They're staying in all the Browns hotels and everything. They never come close to downtown. All these people this weekend are never going to come close to spending their money downtown. They're all here.
Oh, I don't know.
Unless they go to a Guardians game or something.
They still
got to
stay downtown. There aren't that many hotels out here. I mean, seriously, you've got a couple over here. You got
The difference with the Browns Stadium is that they're going to build up all the hotels and they'll have all the complexes and everything like that.
I don't know. I still think that when you get the dome out here, you're still going to have folks going to the Rock Hall.
So
again,
it's great for Cleveland in general. I'm not saying it isn't.
Right.
But you're saying, I mean, I don't know. The way you were describing it kind of made me seem like, oh, no, that's going to be exactly what happens with the Brown stuff.
Well, the other thing that you kind of might get a taste of for this thing is, what's traffic going to be like if they don't figure out the traffic system out here?
Oh, yeah, because today
which
was
a part of the deal which
considered.
We talked about for the Dome. I mean, it's a little confusing getting in here this morning, trying to get in, and it's not – normally, you come into the IX Center, you're in, you're out. It's not that hard. This morning, it was hard. And this is all steady flow throughout the day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because I haven't been to the IX Center a million times, but I don't remember it ever being like this anytime I've come.
Oh, I've been out here before. Home and Garden Show can get like this.
Really?
Is
it like Blossom where you just know it's going to be a mess basically anytime you come?
As far as parking is concerned?
Yeah.
No, I don't like –
or as far as even getting in.
I've always liked it out here because it's free parking.
Okay.
You know, I don't ever remember.
That part is nice.
Yeah, I think it's free parking. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't pay anything to get
in. I didn't pay either. So I think that's part of the deal. And then, you know, when you kind of look at the big picture, there just aren't that many venues in this country that can handle something like this. Jeremy Levine and I were talking about that before. Like, I'm like, how does this end up in Cleveland? And he was just like, it's the IX Center. It's because it can handle a convention like this. It's giant. You know, there aren't that many places across the country that can take a convention in the way we do with the IX Center.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, growing up in Chicago, everything was always at Rosemont near the airport over there too. Because a lot of the big cities, you got to go 45 minutes out, you got to go 50 minutes out in order to find something of substance in order to be able to host any of this stuff. That's just kind of the reality of it, the way it's set up right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, this is kind of a pilgrimage event for a lot of people here. And you know, like I'm saying, like the All-Star Game, it's a pilgrimage event. Going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. If you're from somewhere else in the country, you're like, oh, well, you got to go to Canton. Got to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so when you're at an event like this and you see like Yankees and I'm just looking around the room and Some guy's got a Utah hat on over there. Some guy's got yeah. – and I'm just looking around. It's not your typical going to a Browns game, going to a Guardians game thing. It is
– Now, the sad part about something like this, though, I do hope the people that come here that are from out of town, I hope they go to a Guardians game this weekend or something like that. I think it's cool when you go to a – I think there's a lot Cleveland has to be proud of. I don't love the idea that you fly in and then you only stay within the mile radius of the airport.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when we do, if the Dome lives to the fruition that we think it's going to, you are going to have that. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, but I don't love that because what I say about Cleveland always, anyone that's ever been to Cleveland loves Cleveland. It's just a matter of them being.
But if you're here for more than a day, like I can tell you that, you know, having traveled Major League Baseball and the NBA for a number of years.
Oh, yeah.
If you get a day off, you're not staying by the venue. You're out. You're traveling. So if you're coming in for a Browns game and you come in on Saturday, you're still going downtown.
You're still
doing all those things. It's not
okay.
If you're going to spend an overnight here, you're still going to try to find a great restaurant. You're going to try to find something that's unique that you can't do in your own hometown.
Yeah, I guess, I'm thinking about with these people, though, and a lot of the conventions and stuff like that that you end up hosting. But these people, like the card people in particular, they're such a time as money people. You know, like they're constantly. That's all they do. And then also a lot of the times they do these breaks and everything that we were talking about. They're doing them right now, but they do them all at night and everything. I don't know. It's tough.
I don't know. Again, this is a who's who of autograph seekers and what they're trying to get.
You're waving to people over here.
Yeah,
and
no,
making friends.
Kid who plays football at Walsh. He waved, and I was like, "Hey, what's he doing over there?"
Now you get to talk to him about breaks and all these different card stuff.
Now I know what it's all about. But again, it's packed out here. There are a lot of people out here, but they're all having a good time. It's fun. There's just a lot of things to do. And it's a little bit more than just sports, too. So if you're coming on out to the IX Center, again, we tell you, allow yourself a lot of time. And just enjoy the moment, because I think the folks out here are having a good time. The other big story, obviously, today, and we're going to continue talking about this, is the Browns convening in West Virginia as they get set for the first day of practice. You will hear Kevin Stefanski on 92.3 The Fan coming up a little bit later in the day when he has his press conference. All the players, we're hoping that Amari Cooper speaks today, right?
That's the goal. That's the goal. That's the expectation. And I don't know what you want to hear from even like Stefanski on a day like today, but
I'd like to hear him just come out and say, "I'm calling the plays for the rest of the season," because he teased that. I think that's what it's going to be. It's the only kind of little bit of drama that you have going on.
For some reason, I just always thought we were going to get to like right up to the finish line with that. I just thought he was going to take it right up to where it was almost unnecessary that we even had to ask the question. It was just kind of assumed then that it was Stefanski. Because I think Stefanski's genuinely insulted by the amount of people that are even questioning whether or not he should
just
be handing off the plays. It's no one's fault for questioning it. I just think in Stefanski's mind, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
I think it's the thing that Stefanski thinks he's the greatest at. I think when Stefanski lays his head down, I think he believes the play calling and the offensive scheming is what he does best. And so the fact that so many people then, after he's won two Coach of the Years and won 11 games, so many people want to be like, well, you're going to give that to Ken Dorsey, who, by the way, just got fired in Buffalo because he didn't know how to call the right plays. I think in the inside, he would never admit this to anybody. This is just us speaking right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like Stefanski's insulted that it keeps getting brought up. And in many ways, I can see why he would feel that way.
I 100% absolutely disagree with you. And I'm going to tell you why when we come back. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan. We are at the IX Center. Just enjoy the moment, because I think the folks out here are having a good time. The other big story, obviously, of the day, and we're going to continue talking about this, is the Browns convening in West Virginia as they get set for the first day of practice. You will hear Kevin Stefanski on 92.3 The Fan coming up a little bit later in the day when he has his press conference. All the players, we're hoping that Amari Cooper speaks today, right?
That's the goal. That's the goal. That's the expectation. And I don't know what you want to hear from even like Stefanski on a day like today, but I'd
like to hear him just come out and say, "I'm calling the plays for the rest of the season," because he teased that. I think that's what it's going to be. It's the only kind of little bit of drama that you have going on.
For some reason, I just always thought we were going to get to like right up to the finish line with that. I just thought he was going to take it right up to where it was almost unnecessary that we even had to ask the question. It was just kind of assumed then that it was Stefanski. Because I think Stefanski's genuinely insulted by the amount of people that are even questioning whether or not he should
be handing
off
the
plays.
I know.
And it's no one's fault for questioning it. I just think in Stefanski's mind, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
I think it's the thing that Stefanski thinks he's the greatest at. I think when Stefanski lays his head down, I think he believes the play calling and the offensive scheming is what he does best. And so the fact that so many people then, after he's won two Coach of the Years and won 11 games, so many people want to be like, well, you're going to give that to Ken Dorsey, who, by the way, just got fired in Buffalo because he didn't know how to call the right plays. I just think I think in the inside he would never admit this to anybody. This is just us speaking right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like Stefanski's insulted that it keeps getting brought up. And in many ways, I can see why he would feel that way.
I 100% absolutely disagree with you. And I'm going to tell you why when we come back. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan. We are at the IX Center.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.